And we're glad to have you with us this afternoon. We do appreciate the goodness of the Lord and His blessing here on a Friday afternoon. Let me see if we can get you home. Let's start out with the traffic report. The good news is that unless you're going to Gatlinburg, everything's fine. The bad news is if you're going to Gatlinburg, there is a wreck over in the one lane in the gorge, and it's got things slowed up in the big hairpin turn before you get down to Harmon Den. And it's right out coming out of that hairpin turn, and as a result of that, it's got things backed up. So altogether, we're looking at about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles of backlog in the gorge this afternoon. Remind you, get in single file and stay there as you start through. And if everybody would do that, you'd just smooth right on through there. Yeah, but people won't. And so that's what causes all the problems and the delays, and usually somebody jumping in front of somebody else is what causes the accidents as well. All right, well, again, we appreciate you being with us. 577-1296 is the text line. 884-9427 is the voice line. And we welcome your communication this afternoon. Let us know if you've got a question or comment. And this is a live broadcast, and we always look forward to hearing from our listeners. Let's drop off into Greenville right quick and see that they are in good shape this afternoon. That's unusual. In Greenville, that's kind of rare, actually. But they're doing well, and so no problems there. So let me change gears here. Let's look at some temperatures. That's where it starts getting a little bit interesting. Somebody said, is it cold enough to snow? And the answer is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's real cold enough to snow. Cold enough to stick. 31 right now in Asheville. And it feels like 31. The wind's not a factor right now. But that's 31 degrees, yeah. If you look around, we're at 30 even. We just hit even. In Greer, we're at 33. So 2 degrees differential between those two places. That now down there, they're getting an east-northeast wind. And that's coming down from east-northeast, coming down from Raleigh, down I-85. And that is dropping their wind chill on down. They're at 25 degrees right now as a wind chill. So it actually feels colder in the parking lot of the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport than it does at the Asheville Airport, even though it's snowing at the Asheville Airport. So go figure. Snow all over the upstate as I look at the map. It's snowing. As a matter of fact, it's snowing all over North Georgia. If you're traveling down I-95, down around Gainesville, you get in the snow, you'll stay in it down to around Braselton, right through there. There's a big band. It's not long-lived, but it is snowing. And all of North Georgia, also most of Western North Carolina is getting snow right now. And then up the chain, all the way up to the Virginia line, seems to be catching it. But really where the news is at today is not in Western North Carolina, but in Eastern North Carolina. Yeah, they are getting snow, and they're getting ice, and I can give you some reports. So let's do that. Let's take a second and look at those. This is coming in from Newport, North Carolina. There's ice accumulating on outdoor surfaces, on metal surfaces. There's a number of those ice reports, ice accumulations. And this is a coastal county, by the way. And then if we move on over, this is, I guess it still would be around Wildwood. There's ice accumulations there, not far from the beach. This is in Havelock. We've worked Havelock before during some of the hurricanes. And they're at 31 and freezing rain. And then go north a little ways of there, and you go on further up at Pantego. There's a glaze of ice, and it's also started to snow there in those sections up near the Virginia border. And then there's a second batch of this stuff that is between it. Now this is right on the coast. Then there's a dry patch. Then there's a patch running up I-95. So it is both freezing rain, sleet, and then a little further west to turn into snow, ranging to snow. And this would be, snow right now approaching Greensboro, and then again up down the I-95 corridor. So travel in the eastern part of North Carolina or South Carolina could prove tricky for the time being, I'm telling you. Yeah, let's drop way off in South Carolina. Charleston is reporting freezing drizzle at the University of South Carolina in downtown. And then freezing drizzle also reported in Hanahan, which is in the Charleston area. The Charleston National Weather Service is reporting that. So, yeah, you don't see freezing rain in Charleston. You don't see winter weather advisories in Charleston too very often. You don't. And those counties, by the way, are under winter weather advisories still. I was trying to see if we got any weather winter storm warnings. Yep. So around I-95 East, at least in the North Carolina, about everything from I-95 East is under a winter storm warning. And then places west, they are under a winter weather advisory. And then South Carolina, most of it's under winter weather advisories rather than a winter storm warning. So we did miss this one. It went underneath us, and for that we're glad. And by the grace of God, at 5 o'clock today, we terminated our storm service. And just because I've got folks that have worked 12 days straight, and just they're done, you know. And so they're timed out for sure. And so looking at the numbers, we carried 92 people since midnight Sunday morning. From midnight Sunday morning till 5 this afternoon, we carried 92 people to and from work or to and from the hospital. And then we have done 58 public service calls in that same time period. Yeah, and been a lot to it, been a lot going on. And so we are we're grateful to all the hard work, for all the hard work that represents. That's just numbers, but you got to understand some of those calls took 2 hours. In some cases, it took three because it was a dialysis call. So it was go scrape the driveway or scrape the sidewalk, get the patient in the car, take them to dialysis, wait 3 hours, come back, get them, take them back home, get them back in the residence. So, yeah, some of those took 3 hours or more. And so, you know, when you think about, well, it's just a call. I'm not talking about a call on the phone. I'm talking about going somewhere, waiting, and doing something. And so we're glad to be able to have offered that service and as a community service at no cost to anyone. So we're glad to have been able to do that. Let's go back and look at that forecast with a little more intensity. Watching Monday night and Tuesday now. I know, you don't want to hear it. Well, I don't make the forecast, I just read it. Yeah, they're saying that tonight, 50% chance of snow before 10, freezing fog, 19 for the low, the northeast winds 3 to 6, new accumulations, that's where the cold's coming from, new accumulations of less than a half inch possible. Tomorrow morning, patchy freezing fog before 10 a.m., sunny with 42, so we do break freezing tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 18 and clear. Sunday, 46. Maybe we'll get to have church. Sunday night, 21. Monday, 48. Here's the catch. Monday night, 30% chance of snow showers after 5, 29. And then Tuesday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 8 and 9, then rain likely after 9. The mostly cloudy with a high near 43, the chance of precipitation is 70%. So keep your eye on Tuesday morning as far as that commute is concerned. And then a chance of rain going into the evening. Here's the problem with that. It may rain. There's a chance of rain up till 7, and then a chance of showers between 7 and 10. And we're dropping to 26 Tuesday night. So those don't add up, you know. Rain till 10 o'clock at night and then dropping to 26. That just doesn't work, does it? So, and then 40s and around 20. So 19, 20 degrees, upper 30s, low 40s. Wednesday is 42. Wednesday night's 19. Thursday's 39. Wednesday night is 20, and Friday is 42. The good news is that the model that they were originally talking about that showed a big plunge south of some very cold air has, for the time being, abated. They don't think it's going to come this far. So that's a good thing. We were not cherishing the thought of single digit temperatures anyway. So yeah, today's the 21st day of January, and the listener's portion today being sponsored by JMJ Tomato Company, thanking God for his many blessings, also for the blessing that WGCR is the community bringing light, hope, and comfort to a dark world. Brother Page, thank you for that. Appreciate that very, very much. And we certainly remember your dear wife, and we certainly think about her on a regular basis and appreciate the kindness that JMJ Tomato. Their name is a little bit of a misnomer in that they are, the largest produce company at the farmer's market for businesses. If you've eaten at a restaurant, you've eaten JMJ produce, fruits, vegetables. I can almost guarantee you that. Yeah, they're one of the largest. 94.9 in the Anchor Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching channel, the music channel, and the video channel, being sponsored by Ken and Dolly Lewis. Thanking God for putting them together and giving them 45 precious years together. Today's their wedding anniversary. Happy 45th. God bless you, Ken and Dolly. Appreciate the Lewises. Thank you so much. 37 days till Share-a-thon. 40 days of prayer. Pray for evangelist Brian McBride. He's with us Sunday services and the weekdays at 2. And he and Miss Sherry have just got over COVID. They tested negative yesterday. That's a good thing. And remember them as he comes in to fill that slot and to preach for us, okay? All right. Mr. Mark Vaughn is having a birthday today. Happy birthday. Miss Christy Johnson, our own staff here, is having a birthday the 21st day of January. And Ronnie Joe Owen celebrating today as well. Again, God bless you. And congratulations here from the crew at Anchor Broadcasting. When you figure up the rain and the gauge yesterday, we had 0.12. And this morning, we still had about 2 inches of snow on the ground, about 2 inches left. And that's out in the field in the sunshine. We remain about 2 inches. Yep. All right. Let me change gears right quick. And let me do a rundown, a list of towns that are with us this afternoon on the app listening to us. Akron, Ashburn, Avon, Boca Raton, Brevard, Brisbane. And that's in Australia, by the way. Camp Lejeune, Chattanooga, Chicago, Clinton, Clyde, Fort Mill, lots of Fort Mill, Franklin, Gastonia, Grassy Creek, Greenville, Greer, several Hendersonville, Houston, Joplin, Kies, Germany, Madison, Wisconsin, Marion, Menomonee Falls, Miami, Murphy, Plymouth, Richardson, Rock Hill, Silva. We've got Europe, I see, and Weaverville. Let's see who else. If anybody that I'm missing here. No, I think that's got it, and I appreciate these folks being on with us. Thank you for being here this afternoon. And then let me say quickly hello to the Philippines and to Kathy and Cricket Visual Radio this afternoon. All right, glad to have you. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. Appreciate that. And somebody's asking, are you going to talk about the news conference yesterday? Didn't see it. I just heard what a mess that he made of it. And yeah, it was it was a mess. It was a mess. And they spent the whole day today trying to walk back what he said. And he was talking about the midterm elections not being valid. They were not going to be legitimate if the if the Democrats lost ground, it would be because the inference was it would be because that we had not passed the election reforms and therefore the Republicans had stole the election. That was what he inferred. They have tried all day to walk that back. And so, yeah, anyway. let me let me address something. This is coming from a gentleman who's in the know concerning auto parts, okay? He was involved in a supply chain issue Zoom call today. And this is what they're telling us. Lots of auto parts are being unloaded and stocked in West Coast warehouses because the company is only allowed days to return shipping containers to port as opposed to weeks previously allowed. So they can't be unloaded and directly trucked to the Midwest, the East Coast. And this was because of the brilliance of this administration that put a penalty on unloading the containers and getting them back in service. That has not been the problem. That's not been the problem. The problem is you can't get them off the ships, the dock workers. It wasn't the companies couldn't get them unloaded. My soul, the companies are trying their best to get the product out. But when you have to unload it and put stuff in warehouses and to get the container back so you don't have to pay the penalties, you're adding to the supply chain problem. My goodness, I'm telling you. Some of the things, it's like they're wanting to make us hurt as much as possible. I am surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm about half mad, just to be fair with you, okay? Yeah, about half mad over the whole thing, because it's as if they are doing just that. They want us to suffer, and so, yeah. Someone's asking, has anyone in Pisgah Forest had any mail delivered this week? Maybe you can answer that. I don't live in Pisgah Forest, and so I will say this. The ministry here gets mail, but we've had the lot cleared. And so I think if you're in front of your mailbox is not cleared, you may not have gotten any. Or if you've left up a secondary road where they couldn't get up it with a regular car, then you may not have gotten any. You can always go to the post office and claim it, okay? But I know we've gotten it here, all right? Yeah, and 5371 brings up a good point. Lenin said to inflict maximum damage to the populace and then blame it on somebody else and then let the communist government ride in on a white horse and fix the problem to a degree, but never to the degree that the people will ever be free again. They will always be dependent upon the government with the purpose that the government knows how to do it best and it keeps us reliant upon the government. Oh, yeah. And Doug out west says it's purpose driven. I don't doubt that one bit. Don't doubt it a bit. Okay? Don't doubt it a bit. So let me share a couple of things to you, if I can. Share a couple of things with you. And this comes to us from Kentucky. Two elderly people that were at their house was unlivable due to the tornado. Did not have insurance because of health reasons. They were living in a camper next to their house. Yesterday, they were trying to thaw some water lines out. An explosion burnt the camper and house totally. Two people were killed, the man's wife and granddaughter. He did get out. Please pray for the Mays family. There's more tragedy for them. They live in Bentonville, Kentucky, or in Benton, rather. Benton, Kentucky. Isn't that sad? Oh, my goodness, that is so sad. So sad. And I'm saddened to hear that. Very much so. Very, very much so. Well, I got just a little bit of time, so let me share a couple of things with you, if I can. There's an interesting study coming out of Israel. And, you can't believe the media. I mean, you have to weigh everything that you get. You have to weigh it. But the idea behind this, the whole thing is they're saying that they did a study, and they had people agree to come in, and they gave some people what they thought was a COVID shot. And people who got the COVID shot, they didn't actually get it. They just got a saline solution. They complained of achiness, tiredness. They complained of fever-like conditions. And there's really no exclamation for it, other than the placebo effect. People thought they were going to get sick, and they did. Yeah. And I know that sounds crazy. Yeah, a third of the people wiped out, prophecy, yeah. And 1098, the mail ran. All right, good, Hutland Gap. And Putin is trying to reassemble the former USSR before our eyes. Communists is alive and well. I believe that. The problem is America still alive and well? Somebody said, well, of course we are. No, the United States is here. I won't say it's alive and well, but the United States is here, still here. But I'm not sure that America's still here. Is it alive? Maybe. Is it well? I don't think so. We'll see. You'll see in the next election. We'll see. But it ain't looking good. I will tell you that. It ain't looking good at all. And so, yeah. Preacher doom and gloom. Yeah, I know. But I'm just telling you. I wished I could say, yep, everything's rosy, but it's not. So we need to pray. Let's seek the Lord together. Lord, we pray for a mother that has brain tumors and may die before the day's out. We pray, Lord, for many people who have COVID, some that are struggling for their life and breath. Lord, we pray that you'd help them. We're asking, Lord, that you would give grace to those that need it the most this afternoon. Lord, would you show yourself mighty? Would you help us to be found faithful? Bless the weekend and the churches in Christ's name. Amen and amen. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again with On the Air, In the Air, may God.